Time to other groups.
American Indian movement has been involved in confrontation and negotiations now for over 10 days with officials in a five-county area. Meaningful negotiations have taken place between the mayor and the American Indian movement. The mayor has accepted a six-point program that actually should have been initiated 96 years ago when this city was founded. It is humanly and socially right. However, Lyle, the chairman of the Common Council, has asked the American Indian Movement to give up two of its guaranteed constitutional freedoms in order to implement these much needed and vitally needed six-point program. Now on our own, the American Indian Movement has initiated cooperation with the local police department. What we are saying is that not only can the American Indian Movement not leave here under intimidation and threats by the Common Council and Lytle in particular, but also we cannot leave because it is logistically and economically impossible. We have 85 people currently facing the judicial system of Western South Dakota, and we have to go through that process. Among these 85 people are representatives from Indian people from 16 different states. But we cannot, you know, ourselves or as a national organization at this point, afford to send everyone home to their respective states and then bring them back for a preliminary hearing, send them home again, bring them back again for court. That's just logistically and economically impossible. Common sense must be the rule here. Also, one of the main points that everyone has missed so far, at least our feeling in the American Indian Movement, is the fact the root of all the trouble. The root of all the trouble is the reservation system perpetuated against American Indian people and at the expense of all American people. The reservation system, if it is not corrected and is allowed to maintain its status quo as it has been in the past 100 years, if that's not corrected immediately, Rapid City and other urban areas that are in close proximity to reservations will always continue to suffer racial tension, racial conflict. Now we have to get at the state legislatures, the officials of the Black Hills, the officials of the country, every state, local, or county official, and every citizen should become involved in the just programs that are needed on reservations. Otherwise, Rapid City will continue to receive unemployed and unskilled people from the reservation systems in South Dakota, and therefore feed into a ghetto situation. And, you know, it's like the domino theory. It's logical. What follows, what follows. Again, 5 years from now, more outbreak of racial tension and racial violence is going to happen. It's common sense. So every citizen concerned in the Black Hills area, whether white, Indian, or whatever, should become involved in the government's administration of the reservation, not only in South Dakota, but across the country. As you know, a $50 million cutback, or you should know, has been taking place in the Bureau of Indian Affairs this year, and the largest slice out of education. So if we need to establish meaningful programs and negotiations now in the urban areas, this is true. However, what we need immediately is also concern and just administration of the reservation system in the United States. As I say, if those poverty conditions, that's the root, that's the cancer on the side of Rapid City. And if Rapid City does not rid itself of that cancer, or at least cure that cancer, it has to cure that cancer before it will ever alleviate any racial tensions in this part of the country. Now, I have emphatically pressed this point because the taxpayers are the ones that are feeding their monies into the reservation systems. Now, if I was a white citizen of Rapid City and knowing that this cancer is growing at the side of my community, I would be so concerned, I'd march down on the Bureau of Indian Affairs myself. In fact, you all should have joined us in Washington, D.C. in November. The gross corruption and misappropriation, malfeasance, misfeasance in the administration of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. You know, it's sad that everyone knows this point, but nevertheless allows it to continue. And this is why I claim it to be a cancer. Now I ask every concerned citizen at this point to look at the root of Rapid City's problem and attempt at this point in time to correct it, and that's the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Thank you.
The special time was made available to the American Indian Movement by KRSD Radio and Television under provisions of the Federal Communications Act. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of KRSD Radio and Television. Our studios and microphones are open to opposing groups if you would like to make any remarks to equal time on this. This has been a special KRSD News Bulletin.